We have a beauty queen here in the studio. We have Miss York County. Her name is Carly Jackson. And good morning to you, Carly.
Good morning, guys.
Well, congratulations on representing York County. To our knowledge and to your research, the last time we've had a Miss York County was, what, 1995?
Yeah, we think it was somewhere around that time. My mom competed in 1994. So that's pretty much the history that we're going off of. But we can't find any on the internet past that time. So we think it's somewhere around there.
Wow.
So you're competing as Miss York County, M-I-S-S,
correct.
York County, that feeds into the Miss South Carolina pageant,
yes.
which feeds into Miss America.
Correct. Yes. So I will compete for Miss South Carolina at the end of June. It's June 21st through the 28th. And then if you win that, it's a pretty fast turnaround. Miss America is in September this year. So you're moving fast, but you know, that's the goal ultimately is to be Miss America, obviously.
And right now there's no Tri-County area. So there's no Chester, Lancaster, or York going to the South Carolina pageant.
Yes. So we have nothing around here, which is one reason why I wanted to represent York County so bad. I talk about it on the state stage all the time. I think that I have the best support system in the world, and I know it's because I'm from York. Like, it's so overwhelming the amount of love that I've gotten since I've started competing. And so I really wanted to represent York County. It's so special to me to be able to talk about this area while wearing it across my chest on the state stage.
Well, you're wearing that beautiful sash
yes.
and that beautiful crown. So if we don't have a Miss York County pageant, how did you get crowned Miss York County?
Yeah, so something that's really cool about the Miss South Carolina organization that they're really starting to step into is at-large titles, which basically means that you can apply to represent your hometown. It's a little virtual application just answering some basic questions. Why are you interested in the pageant? Like, do you understand the responsibilities of what's going to go into it? So I applied to be Miss York County so I could represent us, and I got to get the title. It was a very last minute decision. I decided about 5 days before the deadline approached, but I knew that it was something that I was being nudged to do, and I was being led to want to do this for a reason. So I'm excited to continue out being Miss York County.
Because if you don't have this platform, ladies in the three areas of York, Lancashire, and Chester, there's really no way or nowhere for them to compete unless they compete in some of the other pageants. Yep. Now, there are pageants throughout the state. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're few and far between, but they would have to move there or live there. So this is a way to represent areas that are underrepresented throughout the state.
Yeah, and the lack of pageantry in York in general, I started one for younger girls to kind of get them involved in service-related pageantry. So mine is a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association because that's my platform. And it's been awesome. I had 26 girls compete at my pageant this year, and we raised $8,000 for the Alzheimer's Association.
That's amazing.
And it doesn't just give me an opportunity to fundraise for my community service initiative, but it also gives young girls the opportunity to get involved in service-related pageantry, which is not something that you get to do. It's the reason that I didn't grow up dreaming to be Miss America. This was not something that I thought I would ever do when I was younger. But it's a dream that I hope I'm instilling in young girls as I'm allowing them to get involved in pageantry a little bit earlier on.
Well, what we know about ladies who compete in pageants, and there's all kind of stereotypes out there. I'm sure you've got a novel of examples of why you wanted to do it. But that sash and crown can open doors.
It does.
If that opens some doors for you to really, you know, share
shed
more
light.
About your platform. It's fantastic. We've seen the success of the South Carolina Strawberry Festival do just that.
Yep.
So with that being said, kind of what is your focus? Is focus on Alzheimer's?
Yes. So in 2013, my grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I was living with her at the time. My mom, my older brother, and I, we were living with her. And so we took on the role of being her caregiver. And I was only 11 years old when she was diagnosed, and I had to help my mom. It's normally a job that daughters take on. And it was very overwhelming. I had no idea how to be a caregiver at 11 years old. Didn't know what Alzheimer's was. Didn't know how to spell it. It was completely new to me, all of the things. So it was hard. And in 2019, she passed away, and I could barely talk about it for 2 years. Could not even open my mouth about it. But in 2022, I started an organization called Remember the Joy because my grandmother's name was Joyce Plexico. So it was kind of in her namesake and making a nod to Alzheimer's as well and the memories that it can steal from people. And I have been able to do so many things and share my Grammy's story across our entire state. It has truly been unreal, the support I've gotten. Like I said, I've probably raised around $20,000 for the Alzheimer's Association to further research. I've recently started a podcast, so I've gotten a little bit more comfortable behind the microphone. It's called The Caregiver Circle. It's on Spotify and YouTube, and it's a place for caregivers to feel related to. Because I think something about caregiving is that it's so lonely when you're in the moment. And you don't know that there are other people going through the same thing. So I have a weekly episode kind of talking to caregivers, letting them have a space where they feel like there are other people going through the same thing. And then another thing that I do that's really big is going to elementary schools and reading to kids. I read this really silly book. It's called Why Did Grandma Put Her Underwear in the Refrigerator? And it seems crazy, you know, that the title gets them every time, but it kind of helps them understand being a caregiver from a kid's perspective, because I really wish someone would have done that for me when I was 11, before I had to take on the caregiving journey.
Wow, Carly, that is impressive. And you're taking a different approach to Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Not only you're taking the caregiver approach, mm-hmm. you're taking from the kid angle, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which is an interesting avenue to go by. Mm-hmm. To your point, most people can't spell Alzheimer's. Yes. And when you're 11 years old, trying to understand what's wrong with your Grammy mm-hmm. is probably... Yeah. Very difficult.
It is.
Now, the lady sitting across from you, this is very near and dear to her heart. Mm-hmm. Her journey with Alzheimer's and her mom began when her mom was 50. Mm-hmm. So, Ashley, when you have someone like Carly Jackson advocating on behalf of those, you know, living with Alzheimer's and caregivers, mm-hmm. and she's able to open more doors because of that sash and crown for folks like your family, what does that mean?
I mean, it means the world. It's like you said, it's all about letting people, not only raising awareness, mm-hmm. but with this disease, and we've talked about this so much on the show, it affects the caregiver mm-hmm. so much. And a lot of times, you know, we've done a lot of research. I know you know this. We don't really understand if they even know what's yep. going on. But the way that it affects the caregiver and the way that you can rally around people, mm-hmm. sometimes people don't understand how to help you, yep. what to do. And I just think coming... You know, because I was at a place where I was so young. Mm-hmm. I was only 30 mm-hmm. when my mom was diagnosed. And I thought that was young. But to hear your story, and, you know, that's just another angle that you don't think about, mm-hmm. you know, that you were living with her, mm-hmm. which she was like another parent yeah. for yes. you. And so, you know, that you also have to rally around mm-hmm. the different ages. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times you just think, hey, this is happening to people who are in their 50s yep. or 60s who are going through it with, you know, what should be mm-hmm. when those kind of things happen. But that it does affect the family units, because family units yeah. look so different now. Mm-hmm. I was a mm-hmm. child of divorce. And so it was me and my brother who was 27 and I was 30 at the time. And I was starting my own family. And it was, you know, everybody's circumstances are different. Mm-hmm. But that you are taking that approach to not only be able to, you know, rally around the way it should be mm-hmm. versus, you know, the norm yeah. versus mm-hmm. sometimes what reality looks like mm-hmm. is truly amazing and inspiring. And thank if you. There's anything I can do to help, I am here to help you. So
take her in June.
A phone call or something.
Yeah, you need to take her to June when yes. you compete for Miss South Carolina, because yes. that's yes. a great duo yeah. right there. Carly Jackson is Miss York County 2025. Okay, yes. And you're going to compete in Miss South Carolina later in June.
Yes.
We know with the Miss South Carolina pageant, there's a talent. What mm-hmm. is your talent?
So I'm a tap dancer.
Okay.
I love to do really fun songs. So I'm doing Dance to the Music. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that. You might should listen to it after. Okay. Super upbeat, like old school Motown song. I love an old school mm-hmm. song. So I'm really excited to do it. It's killing me. I'm going to be, you know, like hyperventilating on the side of the stage, but I'm excited to perform it.
And then you recently graduated from college.
Correct.
Yeah. University of South Carolina. What was your major? And then what's the future hold for Carly Jackson?
Yeah. So I graduated in December, which is a semester early for me, with exercise science, a Bachelor of Science in that. I'm going to be going to physical therapy school at the Medical University of South Carolina. And that will start in August. So thankfully, I have a little bit of time to really just focus on becoming Miss South Carolina before I have to focus on becoming a physical therapist.
And what we know too about the Miss South Carolina pageant, it mm-hmm. is a scholarship.
Correct.
A pageant. Mm-hmm. So there's mm-hmm. time, there's an opportunity for you to win some scholarship dollars.
Yes.
Well, remember the name Carly Jackson. She is Miss York County 2025. Carly, congratulations on your success and way
thank
to represent
you.
York County. Use that crown and sash to open more doors. Mm-hmm. And again, becoming an advocate for those with Alzheimer's mm-hmm. and those caregivers. What a wonderful way to honor your Grammy.
Thank you.
And so many others. That's
thank
fantastic.
Thank you guys so much.